Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
More than half of today's retirees now have retired parents, according to new figures out this week from Friends Provident. Advances in medical technology and improved standards of living mean people are living longer and inevitably placing a drain on family finances. I spoke to Martin Palmer, Head of Corporate Pensions Marketing at Friends Provident, about what's been happening and how people can protect themselves as increased longevity begins to take effect. Martin, so what's the situation for today's retirees?
Well, I think the first thing to note, Lucy, is that people are living longer. They are a lot more healthy and people are living way into their 80s and 90s. What this does mean is that when people actually get to retirement age, they're increasingly finding that their parents are still alive and therefore they're needing to provide for their future, as well as potentially also having to provide for their children through university fees, etc. So that's obviously an increased obligation on those people. And we're finding that a lot of people, when they get to retirement, that's coming as a bit of a surprise to them and they haven't prepared for this increased cost that they're going to be incurring.
Is there anything that people can do about this?
Well, I guess the first thing is that people need to understand what costs they're likely to be incurring in the future. Often what you find is that when people get to retirement, the actual impact of inflation is much greater for them. So things like care fees, energy costs, etc., tend to be much higher in terms of inflation than other things. So it's important that people understand what kind of levels of increases they're going to get in the future, and they also understand what their parents are likely to leave them in terms of inheritance, and also what costs they're going to incur. It's also important, I think, to talk between the different generations so that you talk to your children, you talk to your parents, so you understand kind of what the future is going to bring.
And are there any specific products that people can buy to kind of help this situation?
Well, it would be possible for them to find some ways of linking up through SIPs or SASSs, etc., and they may be family-based, so it might be possible to pass the money from one generation to another. But they do tend to be fairly specialist-based products, probably aimed at the more kind of sophisticated part of the market and also the people that have got more money to save. Probably the things that are more likely to be relevant to the kind of group of people we're talking about here are things like annuities, and it's obviously important when you take out an annuity to make sure that you've got enough protection for all your dependents, so whether that be children or whether that be spouses, to make sure that you're saving enough money and that they get enough income in retirement.
Is there anything that we can learn from products that people have in other countries or ways that people are dealing with this situation?
Well, I think increasingly we're going to not need to start thinking about how we work as different generations. So what you might well start seeing is the idea and the concept of the family home may well reappear, where you have a number of different generations living within the same house. And even if you look at somewhere like Japan, they've even brought out the concept of having a mortgage which can be moved from one generation to another. So an innovative way of dealing with a very real issue.
That was Martin Palmer from Friends Provident telling us about the surge of retirees with retired parents. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching of FT Money. If you would like to read more about this subject, then visit our website at www.ft.com/money. And if you have a question that you would like to be put to an expert, then you can email us at money@ft.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.